Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, why is it that high-status people, affluent people, tend to be more likely than low-status people to have absurd, ridiculous ideas? High-status people were more likely to firmly believe in communism during the Soviet Union. They were more likely to firmly believe in Nazism under Nazi Germany, and they're more likely to firmly believe in wokeism now. Well, it's been summarised quite well, or rather, it's been summarised quite well in a way that allows one to get to the nub of it, in an interesting essay by Rob Henderson called Why Dumb Ideas Capture Smart and Successful People. And the essence of it is this. If you have high status, if you are affluent and you have high status, then first of all, you will be very concerned about status. And you will put status above truth. And therefore, you will adopt a belief if it is associated with status, if it is associated with high status, and if having that belief will seem to give you status. And obviously, if you live in a woke society, then having that belief will give you status, and doubting that belief will damage your status. So this will first of all mean that if you are concerned with status, then, and you have high status, then you'll be more likely to adopt wokeism. Secondly, you will believe that you don't have much power. Now, that's interesting, because if you believe you have lots of power, then you will, you will become complacent and you will lose power. If you believe you don't have much power, then you will be constantly concerned about losing power. And therefore, this will give you a very strong incentive to adopt the current high status belief, to fit in, to force yourself to believe whatever the socially useful thing is to believe. Thirdly, you will be very afraid of losing status. Again, this is very important. The people that maintain high status are afraid of losing status. One way you can lose status is by adopting the wrong set of beliefs, is by allowing yourself to believe something which does not help you. And therefore, again, if you have high status, you will force yourself to believe whatever the dominant set of worldviews is that gets you status, even if it is absurd. And finally, you will have, this is particularly true among highly educated people, you will have a less favourable view about other people. So you will see other people, particularly those that aren't educated, in a less favourable way. Now, this could be seen to be good because it ensures that you don't fall into the trap of adopting their beliefs. Because one of the ways that you can quickly get around the problem of having to listen to people and listen to their arguments and whatever is just to say to yourself, what are the social correlates of this belief? If a belief is associated with high status, then you should adopt it because it will allow you to get on in the world. If it's associated with low status, then you should shun it. So if you have a negative view of people that don't hold to your belief system, then you're less likely to empathise with them, you're less likely to listen to them, you're less likely to adopt their views. And now finally, of course, one of the correlates of having high status is simply intelligence. What does intelligence mean? It means that you're able to look around the world and notice what the dominant set of values is. You're able to force yourself via effortful control to hold to those beliefs. And you're able to come up with superficially persuasive ways, linguistically persuasive ways of advocating those beliefs and successfully, competitively advocate those beliefs. And so then you're less open to the belief that you're biased. Often believing yourself to be reasonably intelligent, you won't believe that you're biased, and you won't accept that you have adopted a set of beliefs simply because they are high status. You will genuinely believe that you've adopted them because they are a reasonable set of beliefs. So ultimately, people that are high status, who are therefore intelligent, are more likely because of their obsession with status. People that have low status are less obsessed with status to adopt absurd beliefs when society turns absurd than are those of low status, which explains the midwit phenomenon, which explains why you get lots and lots of people who are reasonably intelligent and who are highly educated and affluent, but tend to adopt absurd beliefs.
Are you ready for the future of the West?